You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Ryan, we're back for another great episode. Are you ready?
I am. And this, Pam, is not something that is familiar to me, and I'm going to say familiar to you either.
No. You know, what do you think whenever you turn on your TV at night, what kind of commercials are you seeing this time of the year?
Yeah. Open enrollment, open Medicare. Enrollment.
Yes. And it can be very confusing.
Yeah. I mean, it's confusing for me, and I don't even have to worry about it yet.
Yes, but I think we probably should educate ourselves and educate our guests, our listeners on Medicare and what open enrollment means and how important it is to pick a plan that fits your needs.
Yeah. And much like everything else, they don't have to go it alone on this.
Right. We have some experts here in town.
That's right. So let's just jump right into it. You know, we're super excited to be able to have someone local to speak towards getting you enrolled and getting you all your answers on Medicare. And we're joined today by Anna Ojeda. She is a public education program specialist and Medicare benefits counselor with the Area Agency on Aging of the Panhandle. She's been dedicated to helping older adults for nearly 2 years. With a background in education, Anna brings a unique perspective to her work, focusing on empowering individuals in the Panhandle during this year's Medicare open enrollment period. She's very excited to share about the DIY kit, Pam. I know
you sounds know, like something that we need.
It does. And their team has developed this to help navigate Medicare options effectively. And Anna, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me here. I'm excited.
It is confusing to some, right? Or can be confusing.
It's extremely confusing, especially at this time of year. You're going to be getting a lot of unsolicited calls, knocks on the door, mail. And those commercials, like you've mentioned, can leave a lot of impressions. And you don't want to make a wrong decision. And that's why we're here to
Yes.
inform everyone.
So let's just start at the beginning, right, Pam?
Yes.
Who needs to sign up for Medicare?
Well, individuals that are approaching 65 or you are 65, you should be enrolling into Medicare. There is an initial enrollment period that a lot of people aren't aware of. So when you're turning 65, you have 3 months before your 65th birthday to enroll into Medicare. You have the month of your birthday, and then you have 3 months after that. So they do give you 7 months to enroll into Medicare. If you miss that initial enrollment period, you do get penalized, and those penalties never fall off.
You know, birthdays come faster and faster each year, and this is something that we should probably be prepared for in the future.
Yeah, as you said, 3 months before you turn 65.
Yes, and you still have 3 months after you turn 65.
And your birth month.
And your birth month. Seven months.
Those seven months can go fast.
It's already October, Pam.
I know. So let's talk about open enrollment. What does that mean for those that are listening?
So Medicare open enrollment period, which is starting October 15th, ends December 7th, gives the Medicare beneficiaries a chance to change their plans. So every September, usually a Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan will send an annual of notice of change. And it's a really big booklet, and most people just kind of push it to the side because nobody wants to read it. It's so huge. But it's actually really important because every year plans make changes, and that's changes to costs. Changes to medicine coverage, monthly premiums. If there's one that's 50 cents this year, it might be $44 next year. So it's important to take a look at that and compare your plans and make sure that your current plan is still meeting your Medicare needs for next year.
Is there like a YouTube video for that to get through the nitty gritty of all the what's in that booklet?
Not necessarily. Every individual insurance company sends those booklets, mm-hmm. and it's so long. It's like a phone book almost. It gives you every little detail, and honestly, I wouldn't want to read it either, right. So it makes sense why people aren't reading.
And how many plans are there? Just ballpark.
I can't.
Hundreds?
There's tons. Everything's connected to your zip code, so that's important. So when you see those commercials and there's a celebrity advertising, this is the best plan for you, join now, and you call We've had people call and say that that's actually a plan that covers New York City. So it doesn't even cover the panhandle. Mm. So that's really important to keep in mind. It's all connected to your zip code.
So what resources can they go for help to understand these different plans? And what do they need to look at whenever they're choosing a plan?
Well, they can give the Area Agency on Aging a call. And we've created the DIY kit, and it's just to empower our older adults. There's a lot of, you know, our mission statement is to promote dignity, independence, and quality of life. And that is what that DIY kit is. So it gives you five simple steps how you can compare those plans on Medicare.gov.
So can we go over those five simple steps?
Yeah, of course. So first, you'll visit Medicare.gov and you'll either create an account, or if you already have an account with Medicare.gov, you'll log in. If you are creating an account, just make sure you keep, you know, your username and password somewhere safe. You are going to need your Medicare card on hand, because that's how you'll need that number to create an account. After that, you'll log into your account. You'll choose whether you want to compare Medicare Advantage plans or prescription drug plans, depending on what you're in. If you're original Medicare, you'd be doing prescription drug plans. But if you're in Medicare Advantage, you would compare Medicare Advantage plans. And you would enter your zip code. That's most important. Again, you would enter your medications, your preferred pharmacies, and then that's when you would select what coverage you're looking for. After that, you run comparisons, and it would be the top three. And usually we'll do the lowest premium and most drug coverage is what you'll look for. And then it brings up those top three for you, and you'll compare those.
It seems pretty straightforward, but I know it can be very confusing, because what if your doctor doesn't take Medicare, or does your, you know, the hospitals take Medicare? We know that, but some physicians may not take Medicare, right?
They don't. And that's why it's important to review that annual notice, annual notice of change, because every year they change. Your doctor might have not picked that Medicare Advantage plan anymore. So it would be a shame if you're going into 2025, you're like, this plan was perfect this year, and then next year your doctor doesn't even take that coverage anymore. Now you have to either find another doctor or you pay 100% of the cost. So it is important to do those comparisons. You'll want to make sure your doctors are still in network.
And I'm sure you can just pick up the phone and you can call your doctor's office to make sure, talk to someone in their billing department to find out.
Yes, you can do that.
Are they covered? You know, so maybe this is challenging for me. Do this DIY. What are my options for getting help?
So we do have two Medicare benefits counselors here at the Area Agency on Aging. And that's what we're here for. We do have limited slots, appointment slots. There's two of us. We cover 26 counties.
Yeah.
And there's actually a total of 70,000 Medicare beneficiaries in the panhandle.
70,000? Wow.
70,000. It's insane. I know.
That is a lot. For two people to help.
I never would have guessed. I never would have guessed that high.
I know. It is really high. We were shocked too. Well, you can give us a call. We're here to help those individuals who, you know, you don't have someone that can help you with comparison. You don't have internet. You don't have a computer. Or sometimes you don't know how to read. There are certain limitations, and that is who we are trying to help the most. I have gotten a few callbacks already from family members where they've really enjoyed the DIY kit, because it makes the Medicare beneficiary feel more comfortable as well when it's someone they know.
Yes. You know, I think we can only prepare so much, but to have someone to help explain it and get the right coverage is so important, especially whenever you have a history of cancer. You know, that's even more crucial now to find the right plan.
So let's say I see a commercial. And it is a company that says, we offer to help you choose the right plan. We're Medicare planners and so forth. Is that something that our folks should be like going there rather than visiting with you guys?
Let's see. Approach it with caution. The reason being is we aren't insurance agents, and I have nothing against insurance agents at all. But you're going to want to make sure they're asking for your list of medications. You're going to want to make sure they're checking to see, asking about your doctors, because you don't want to be forced into a plan. And then they're saying that there's these perks, you know, they're giving you $100 every month just to join that plan. And then you find out later, none of your doctors are covered in that plan, or your medications aren't covered. So just approach it with caution. If they're not asking for a list of medications or your doctors, then you're your best advocate. Give us a call. See if there's maybe a slot open that we can help you with, or if you're interested in the DIY kit.
So how do they go about making that appointment with you?
Call the Area Agency on Aging at 806-331-2227 and just ask to connect to a benefits counselor, and we'll try to see what we can work with y'all.
But definitely it's easier on you guys and probably them too if they give the DIY kit a try first.
Yes, I've actually been giving out the DIY kit even a little bit before open enrollment just so people can play around with it. And it's helped a lot. A lot of people have just, they've actually called me and have like said, thank you for creating this DIY kit. It just makes me feel like I can take charge of my own needs. And that's the most important feeling, is everyone wants to feel independent. And especially as for our seniors, they want to make sure they remain independent.
Yeah. Right? Now, how do they get the DIY kit?
I can mail it to them. So you can call the Area Agency on Aging. I'll mail it to you, or we can email it to them.
Nice.
It's so super simple.
Very easy. Very easy. Now, you mentioned, just because I'm curious, you mentioned about this penalty. If you've missed the window and you, the 7 months flies by, Pam, as we talked about.
Blinking.
And now you haven't signed up. And you said it never goes away?
That penalty never goes away. So if you miss that 7 month initial enrollment period, you do have another chance to sign up. And that would be from January 1st to March 31st. You would go through Social Security first, enroll into Medicare, but then you would have 63 days to enroll into a prescription drug plan or to find prescription drug coverage. But those penalties never go away. So you will be penalized for the Part B, and that's usually a 10% increase for every year that you went uncovered. For prescription drugs, if you went uncovered, they actually charge you 1% for each month that you went uncovered.
Wow.
So if you don't sign up at the age of 65, and let's say you sign up for prescription benefits at 67, you're penalized for those two years prior.
24 months, yes. If actually, it's terrible when you get a phone call and they've had Part A and they had Part B, so they don't have any Part B penalties, but they never had prescription drug coverage because they never had to take medication. But there was an individual, actually, they were 70, and they never had prescription drug coverage, and now they have medication. And they wanted to enroll into a drug plan, but there was super high, extremely high, that they ended up just dropping it.
Just because of the penalties.
There are some programs out there, though, for individuals who have like limited income. There's programs that help lower those penalties or help lower medication cost as well. So if y'all are interested in that, y'all can give us a call. Yeah. We can go over those income limits.
You know, it's like they didn't know until they needed to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now they're penalized. And then they're also on a fixed income and they can't get their medication.
Sometimes they can't get their medication, no. But those programs do help individuals. It does help.
Goodness.
It just depends on your income.
Yeah. So what happens if, let's say I am 65 and I'm still working and my employer provides benefits?
So that's actually an excellent question. If you're 65 and you're employed and you have employer insurance, you're going to want to check with the business administrator or HR department, and you're going to want to check with them if you're required to enroll into Medicare. If they say you're not required to enroll into Medicare, that's great. You don't have to enroll immediately. Sometimes we do recommend just enrolling into Part A just because it's usually free for most people just due to working around 10 years in their life. But every year, your employer sends you a letter stating that you were covered with insurance that year. You're going to want to keep those because those are your ticket. It's like your get out of jail free card, but it's get out of your penalty. So whenever you do enroll into Medicare, you would show them proof that you had credible coverage, and they waive those penalties.
So that's the same with prescription drug coverage as well?
It would, yes, as long as your employer insurance also covers medications. Mm-hmm. And it will state that usually on the proof of credible coverage letter.
Yeah. My other thing is, how do you choose a plan, because we don't know what's going to happen, what our needs will be for this next year? Any suggestions or tips?
Well, most importantly is you're going to want to have a list of your doctors in hand. I've had a few people where they are new to Medicare and they're just like, yeah, I have one doctor. Okay, well, let me show you what prescription drug plans are. Explain the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. But then there's people where they start listing their doctors, and it's like, okay, you have 3 to 4 more doctors. Maybe a Medicare Advantage plan isn't ideal, just because not all of your doctors are in network. So usually it's like, do you like all your doctors?
Yeah.
So. That's important.
So is that kind of one of the big differences between regular Medicare and a Medicare Advantage?
The difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. So Medicare Advantage still follows the original Medicare guidelines or Medicare guidelines. The only thing with original Medicare is the coinsurance. So once you reach your deductible, Medicare pays 80% and you would be responsible for 20%. But Medicare doesn't offer like vision, dental, or hearing coverage. So Medicare Advantage plans, it's usually the type of individuals that like that, is it does offer some perks. But whenever you look into like the dental or vision coverage, you're going to want to check to see what that dental coverage is for. That's why it's important to compare your plans. Because did you want just 2 dental cleanings a year, or were you needing maybe some instructions, some actual dental work done? And again, emphasis on why you should compare your plans for next year to see if it's still.
Yeah. You almost kind of have to be like Inspector Clouseau or you know, the detective to figure out if that's going to cover, because dental insurance is not just dental insurance.
Right. Exactly. It could just be, you get an x-ray 1 year and 2 dental cleanings and that's a dental coverage. But majority of the time, it just really depends on the individual. I've had people that they want actual comprehensive dental, or some people are like, no, I just want to be on top of my teeth cleanings. And so they're okay with it. It really just, it's different for every individual.
So this open enrollment period, what's the time frame that they have to choose a different plan and research this to make sure that they find the right plan?
They have from October 15th through December 7th. And that's when you can make changes to your plan for year 2025. So it'd be effective as of January 1st, 2025. But this is for individuals who are either on a Medicare Advantage plan, want to switch to a different Advantage plan, or they want to go back to original Medicare. If you have a prescription drug plan, you can change into a different one. So that is your time frame, October 15th to December 7th.
So right now,
right now. Don't sleep too long, because it'll be December 7th before we blink, right?
I know. And, you know, so let's give a couple of websites out. Pause here for a second. So it's medicare.gov, and then what's your website?
Our website is actually with the Panhandle Regional Planning Commission, but I would highly recommend giving us a phone call.
Just do it by phone call.
It's best to give us a phone call or send an email, something like that. But a phone call is highly recommended on our website.
So besides helping with Medicare, figuring out what plans, what else does the Area Agency on Aging, that's a mouthful.
It is.
can help patients out there.
So, our services are offered for individuals 60 and older. We have a caregiver program, so where that offers respite for those individuals that are like caring for their parents or children, things along those lines. We also have the information referral and assistance. That's our main one. So what we do want to do is give information out there. So if we don't provide that service, I'll make sure I'll give you a phone number where you can get that service from. We also have our home care options. Our services, though, are temporary, and that's something I want to emphasize a little bit, because it's kind of hard. We want to be able to help everyone at all moments, but we're not able to. We want to try to help as many as we can. We cover 26 counties. But
right. Lots of people out there in those 26 counties.
Yeah. It's kind of that, give them a hand up to help get back on in whatever place they need to be, whether it's, as you said, respite care or assistance and things like that. Gosh, I cannot imagine doing even just the Medicare portion for the 26 counties, but all of the rest of that stuff for 26 counties.
Yes, exactly. We also have an ombudsman program, and they're advocates for residents in the nursing homes. So we have a lot of little programs that we have to offer, but give us a call if you'll have questions.
Wow.
If you're over 60.
Over 60, yes. Unless you're on Medicare, we do help anyone that's on Medicare.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to know about the open enrollment period, Medicare, the agency, that you would like to share with us?
Just more of your best advocate, you know. So make sure you advocate for yourself in the best way. There's a lot of, give us a call if you have a question, really. Is the reason being is just with a lot of insurance companies, a lot of those phone calls that you'll be receiving, just be careful. If one plan works best for great for your neighbor, it doesn't mean it's going to work good for you. Everyone's healthcare needs are completely different. So just kind of keep that in mind.
You know, I don't know that you can stress that enough. We talk about that too, being your own best advocate, but what worked for someone else may not work for you. And you may have a different side effect profile going through treatment as someone that had the exact same type of cancer as you. Everything is so individualized, which in this case, it is definitely the same way when it comes to your benefits. You probably don't go to the same doctor as your neighbor, and you probably don't take the same medicine as your neighbor. I mean, these are all things that we kind of laugh about, but it is serious. I mean, you talk about it like that guy had 5 years of penalties, Pam.
I just can't imagine being on a fixed income. That's what's hard at that age.
It is.
Well, let's give that phone number out one more time for you guys.
So it's 806-331-2227.
That brings us to our last segment. We are sponsored by the Auto Inc. Family. Would you like to share your Auto Inc. inspiring moment with our listeners?
Yes. So with those in-client appointments that I have, again, we don't push any type of insurance plan towards anybody. But what we do is educate them. They educate on the plans that are out there for the individual. And it's just such a good feeling to see that they felt confident enough, educated enough to be able to be like, you know what, this plan is what suits my needs. And then once we're leaving the office, you see that sense of relief and confidence.
So. Yeah.
It's a very stressful thing to have insurance coverage, but making sure that you pick the correct plan. So thank you so much for what you do here in the 26 counties. You know, I know it's much needed, like you said, so thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, Pam, I just want to say thanks because she just talked about how busy she is and how crazy it is, and there's two of them, and we've pulled one of them out away for today's podcast, so thank you for that. I hope we're able to relieve some of your phone calls by doing this podcast, because I think it's so important. You know, even if you're a year away, put it on your calendar. Like, you got 3 months before you turn 65. Put it on your calendar. Like, put it in your phone. Put it in your calendar. Make a phone call. I got to do this because you got to stay on top of it.
Exactly.
You really do. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you guys listening today, maybe you're not 65, but you will be. And, you know, or you know someone who is. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe, you know, I don't know. It's your neighbor. But this is so important to take advantage of this. You do not want to miss out on getting coverage.
Right. The open enrollment period again is October 15th through December 7th. Reach out to the Amarillo Area Agency on Aging, 806-331-2227, or give us a call at 806-331-2400.
Yeah, we'll get that information out to you. You know, the simple thing too, Pam, is they're going to mail it to you. So you don't have to go to a website. Maybe you don't trust. You know, we talk often about finding trustworthy information.
Right.
This is stuff you can trust.
Or they can email it, and it is a trustworthy email. So
absolutely, it is.
Finding these resources are important for not only you, but also your neighbors. So share this podcast.
And the beautiful thing too, Pam, is it's free.
Yes.
It's free. So take advantage of this. It's available for you. That's why these guys are here. And of course, they do a lot of other things too, if you're 60 and older or enrolled in Medicare as well. So yeah, share this podcast, take it with you, download it, pass it on, and then make sure and join us next time for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon. Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.